fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're in the his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? It's your Daddy Trench.
This is Arnold, and we are Uneducated Humor.
We are your Padres.
Your fucking...
Daddies.
What did the guy say? It's the fucking best podcast for the guys you don't know.
I'll take that.
The review.
Oh, yeah.
So right off the bat, I just want to thank... what was it? American Hate Machine? I don't know who the fuck he is, but thank you. He left us a great review. American. He's the only one to follow instructions from back from episode 18, I think.
American Hate Machine?
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
It's a pretty strong name.
It's Hater Nation.
But he likes us, so I don't hate him.
If a hater likes
us. Doesn't hate us, then it's great. But yeah, he wanted to let us review on iTunes. And to be honest with you, that little message that he left us...
Helped?
It fucking helped, because it put us on the list. Of news,
list of what?
New and noteworthy shows.
Is it a podcast not to follow?
I was like... Mm. Yeah, I actually didn't even know about that. Somebody had sent it to me on Twitter.
Yeah, I know you were telling me. That's pretty badass.
Somebody sent it to us on Twitter saying that we got a great review and we made it onto this list. So I was like, fuck yeah. So thank you to American Hate Machine for hooking us up.
American Hate Machine.
You too can be like American Hate Machine and fucking go leave us a great review. It does help us.
Do your part.
Yes. It's fucking free funny, goddammit.
Do your part.
Yeah.
Do what your heart desires.
Because I'm tired of leaving, like, fake reviews for myself.
Arnold will leave fake reviews.
I am American Hate Machine.
And you are here. What's your sign in? Huh? American Hate Machine 69. That's your password?
Yeah.
That's badass.
So, the guys from Ready to Scrap came down and dropped us off a t-shirt.
Ready to Scrap, go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Thank you to anybody that's following them that we sent over there. But they came and hooked us up with a free t-shirt. And then right as I took the picture to put it up on Instagram, someone started talking shit.
What did they say?
Someone said that I photoshopped my picture.
What did they say?
They're like, we know you. You're pretty fat. It looks like you look pretty slim in that picture.
Okay. Everybody listen. Uh-huh. This is a fat guy being conceited right now.
How's that being conceited?
Somebody said I was skinny. I was so stupid.
No, he goes, your body looks really skinny, but you have a fat ass.
You're being
head.
A real fucking McBitch right now.
What?
Oh, this guy's so stupid. He said I'm skinny.
They hurt my feelings. Fuck him. I am fucking skinny.
You're fucking stupid.
I took the fat girl pose. I took the sky cam one.
Oh, yeah, you did. You fucking tuck your elbows in. You put it up in the air. You made
what?
It seem,
I had to show the whole t-shirt.
Oh, this guy said I was skinny. He's so dumb.
Fuck you.
This is a fat guy trying to be conceited.
I am conceited.
Fucking.
Look at me. When I walk into the room, doesn't your day just fucking light up?
You're like, fuck, that's a big nose. I'm trying to tip over.
You. Yeah, if you ever want to see what my fucking fat ugly face looks like, go to fucking our Instagram page.
Go to fucking...
Gayporn.com. Fuck you. Right away, when I put up the picture, yeah, you're actually fatter than that. I was like, man, fuck you.
Oh, you're skinny.
I was like, you hurt my feelings.
Shut the fuck up.
But I did look pretty handsome in that picture. I was like, showing off my tattoos.
Oh, bro. If you have to say and remind people you're handsome...
I have to, dude. I have to remind myself that I'm handsome every day in the morning. I was like, bitches love you. And I was like, I know.
Don't fucking listen to the haters. You're pretty.
You're pretty. Well, even guys want to bang you. Is that true?
Know.
Huh?
I don't know, bro.
But yeah.
I don't want to bang you. But I bang
I
you.
Think you're lying.
I bang you, though.
Huh?
I bang you, though, but I don't want to.
I sort of have a boner.
No, not right now.
No?
No.
So yeah, thanks to the guys that already scrapped for hooking us up.
Real quick, I celebrated my birthday last weekend.
Yeah. You gonna tell everybody how old you are? You gonna be a bitch about it? Like, no, I'm not gonna tell anybody my age.
What do you want me to say to that?
Are you gonna say
am I gonna be a bitch and not tell my age?
Yeah.
So I'm not a bitch if I tell my age?
Yeah. Cause that's what girls are. I'm not gonna tell my age. How do I look?
Okay, first of all, that's something you would say.
No, I'm fucking 20.
You're like, oh, I'm 22.
You know what? I tend to forget how old I am sometimes. I'm like,
yeah. I forgot how old I was. Somebody asked me today, how old are you? And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I just turned 29, so I'm not used to saying 29.
Dude, this is our last year of being in our 20s, dude.
Our 20s are over, bro.
Yeah, I'm still hanging on to it. I'm pretty pathetic like that.
Months left.
Yeah, months left?
My 20s are over. It's all right, though. Can't do anything about it. But what I was trying to say is all the guys, all my friends that are listening to the show that we hung out on Friday, badass. I'm glad I had an awesome time. I don't know if the rest of you did, but I had an awesome time.
What did we do?
Seeing all my friends in the same room and hanging out, it was pretty badass.
What did we do? This podcast went to go watch another podcast.
Yeah, we went to go watch a podcast. A much better podcast.
I was like, oh, these guys actually have listeners.
Yeah.
They cool. have more than 10
we
listeners.
We badass, dude. If we could get to that
and charge
people to watch us.
In Vegas.
Charge people to watch us record podcasts.
You should start charging my roommate.
He doesn't watch us. He hears us because he has to.
Actually, he doesn't even hear us. He was like, I already, no.
I just hear you guys breathing.
Is it two fat guys? He's breathing hard on the mic.
Yeah, so we went to go see a podcast be recorded. Had an awesome time. Had some great friends. I'm glad everybody showed up, and that was pretty badass. For you that didn't get invited, fuck, sorry. Fuck. I just wanted those people there.
It's our last year in our 20s, and I think my banging career is coming to a slowdown.
Wait. I guess you could say your sex life. Come on, we're almost 30. We should talk to grown-ups. Is it coming to an end? Is it coming to a plateau where it's going to level off?
I see.
Or you're going in a slump. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Is that true? Mine looks like practically an innie right now. Mine's
yours
barely
is
there.
Innie?
Yeah, mine's barely there. Mine looks like a pushed out, what is it, belly button?
An Audi? Yours is like an Audi?
It looks like an Audi belly button.
Oh, that's gross.
No, because I don't want to
like
be
a mosquito.
Huh? It looks like a fucking like a really big
like
nipple
a wart.
Right there.
Looks like a wart.
Yeah, because I don't want to be in my fucking 30s still trying to pick up on fucking chicks on websites and shit. So I'm like, you know.
Wait,
what?
You're complaining about picking up on girls on websites? What's
yeah,
wrong with you?
In the middle of fucking...
That's been your fucking life, like, the last fucking 4 or 5 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because I was in my mid-20s. Yeah.
All of a fucking sudden...
You said, oh, let's be...
Of a sudden, that's not me anymore?
That's not me anymore. I'm maturing. This is mature humor now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now it's mature?
Not that long ago, me and Lupe had a conversation of, like, you know what? We got to figure out ways to insult each other more maturely. I was like, how so?
Stop talking about banging each other's moms?
We still do that. We still do that. Girl, we shall fornicate with your mother tonight. So we wanted to figure out a way, like, how to insult each other, how is it? Like, intelligently.
Okay, that was pretty stupid.
We got one insult out each, and that was it.
Okay.
His was, oh, so I see that your shoemaker is on vacation today. I was like, okay. I was like, Lupe, you have a faint aroma of feces emanating from your body today. And that's it. And then we're like, fuck you, I'm gonna bang your mom tonight. It just went straight to that after that.
Yeah, that's stupid, dude.
Did you just tell me I smell like shit? I was like, I think so. I don't even know what he just said.
That's terrible. I thought he was gonna make fun of your haircut or something.
Why? What's wrong with my haircut?
I see a 4-year-old cut your hair this morning. Who cut your hair, bro? Let me know right now. Give me the name and the address, and I will go beat their ass.
Well, so my roommate pulled a dick move on me.
He pulled his dick on you?
No, he pulled a dick move on me.
Oh, I thought that was the dick move.
So I had like
pulling your dick out.
So I had like a little fancy party that I was going to go to. It was like a tie and shit, like that kind of thing, right?
Your fucking Christmas party.
Yeah. So I asked him, hey, can you cut my hair? It's for a Christmas party. He's the guy that cuts my hair.
I'm going to go beat his ass for you right now.
Yeah. So he goes, he goes, I'll totally cut your hair to you. And like, he knows that I'm doing everything else throughout my day, and I'm relying on him to cut my hair. Mm-hmm. So he wasted the last minute of time. Yeah, I'm not going to cut your hair. I was like, you fucking dick.
Okay, so what happened?
He was like, we'll go here for like an hour or two, then I'll come back. And he was like, around 3 o'clock.
Okay, so he was supposed to be back at 5.
What?
He was supposed to, if it was around...
No, he said he was going to come back at 3 o'clock.
Be back by 3. Hey, Arnold, I'm going to be back at 3 and cut your hair.
All of this is irrelevant. He didn't get around to cutting my hair.
He said, hey, Arnold, I'm going to be back at 3 and cut your hair. What happened at 3? Was he home?
No. I called him. Didn't answer. Shows up at 6 o'clock an hour before I had to go to my thing. I was like, any chance of getting that haircut? No. I can't because you're supposed to help me with something and I didn't do it.
Oh. See?
So you're partly right.
You're a dickhead. So you. So he paid you back. Yeah. He paid you back. Yeah. He paid you back with your same fucking payback, dude.
So
you dicked him and he dicked you.
So I decided to dick him back.
How?
So his mom came over that night and she ended up spending the night and she actually slept on the couch.
You fucking... Okay, I want to know where this is going.
So, I'm walking out of my room to go get something to drink in the morning, and I see her laying down, so I was like, I start whispering some dirty shit in her ear. So, this is why I start telling her.
Hey, bitch, wait till you see my name. I'm gonna beat that pussy up. Like, bam, 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 bam. Beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up. Beat the pussy up, beat the pussy up.
It got really awkward when my roommate called me,
She's all... ¿Qué? Arnold, ¿qué estás haciendo?
Yeah, really awkward. My roommate called me. He's like,
did you have a shirt on?
Huh?
Did you have a shirt on?
I was in my underwear.
You're in your underwear? Yeah. Did you have socks on? That's yes. Gross. Oh, yeah, good. You had socks on.
Yeah, I'm not totally creepy. But my little Herman helmet.
Arnold. I. What's those pantalones? Why do you have a boner?
It's a no pants rule over here.
I would fuck. That's probably why he doesn't want to cut your hair.
I also did ask for this.
Did somebody order the rave?
Of a player.
¿Qué es eso? ¿Qué es rape? She probably doesn't know, bro.
Well, hopefully his brother don't listen. He'll probably beat me up.
She's all like, ¿qué es rape? And you'll be like, here. And you just fucking...
Or like, was it like the... I was listening to the podcast, the Orange Room podcast. Mm-hmm. It's Getting Force-Fed Love.
What's that?
Rape.
Oh. Oh, yeah, right.
Force-feeding you love. Mm-hmm. I might force-feed you love later on.
Fuck it.
It's not force-fed if it's welcomed.
If it's force-fed, if I reject you and force you?
What? Are you going to force me to rape you?
No. I'm going to force myself to rape you.
What? This took an awkward turn.
I'm going to force myself. I'm going to rape myself to rape you.
So, yeah.
So... Point being, back to fucking my roommate's an asshole, didn't want to cut my hair.
Uh-huh.
You deserve that.
Yeah.
See, you even know deep down inside, you deserve all this shit.
You know what, Judge?
Shut your mouth and your fat ass, boy.
I don't want to hear your shit right now. So back to my... so I was just like, you know what? I'm going to be 30 years old. It might be time for the old Warhammer to fucking slow down. And then I was like, you know what? It's my last year in my 20s. I'm going to go out with the bank still.
Okay, so you banged your roommate's mom?
No, I wish.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, you do.
So, like, I was thinking about, like, about all the fucking dates that I went on in the past year, and there's only one weird date that I've ever went on. And I don't know if it's bullshit. Have you ever heard of this? A girl said that she can tell how a guy is based on his wallet. You ever heard of that?
Like, how he is in life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if his wallet's a mess, then he's going to be a mess?
Okay.
So she was like, I was like, okay, I want to see how good this bitch is. So I gave her my wallet. I was like, go ahead. My wallet's a fucking mess.
Mm-hmm. So far, this story is accurate.
Yeah. Okay. So she opens it up, sees a picture of my nephew. She's like, oh, you're very family oriented. And I was like, kind of, yeah. And then she was like, you have a lot of receipts. Your financial life is a mess. And I was like, yeah. And then she opens it up and a fucking Magnum condom pops out. I was like, what does that say about me? Uh-huh. It means I hope we bang tonight. Uh-huh. She just gave me this weird, awkward look, like, so, yeah, it's not going to happen. I was like, nah. I was like, well, I mean, the wallet does say I'm pretty hopeful. But you never heard of that?
Hopeful?
Yeah. And then I do the switcheroo. If I do get the banger, I'm like, pull out the Magnum, and then I turn off the light and put on the regular condom. Call that the switcheroo.
Put on the fucking...
I'm going to blow your fucking back out. And then put on my regular Trojan. And then she's like, oh, I thought you had a big dick. And I'm like, and then it makes her insecure, like, maybe I have a big vagina.
Maybe you have a big vagina.
Exactly.
That's what you just said.
Me?
Right? Yeah.
Why?
Because you said I.
No, I'm saying like, she was like, oh, I thought you had a big dick. You whipped out that Magnum condom and then I didn't really feel much down there. And I'm like, maybe you have a big sloppy
vagina.
Yeah.
Maybe
you have an old
I've heard that before about like your wallet and stuff, but I don't think that holds any truth.
Yeah. It was funny because I actually picked her apart, and it was pretty hilarious. See, I think I've gotten better at reading.
You went through her purse?
Huh?
He went, hey, have you ever gone, like, through, like, a girl's purse?
I've had a girl actually...
Not like creepy or, like, trying to look for dirt or anything. Just, like, something comes up, you need something, and they're like, oh, just go to... I have it in my purse. Go get it. And then...
The only time that's ever happened with me is if I was with the person. But I've been with dates with girls who just dump out their fucking purses to look for a fucking stick of gum. Guys, we're super simple, dude.
I don't know, dude.
I heard a girl say that guys were, like, complicated, and I was like, fuck no, we're not complicated. What do you, how do you, when you see a girl, how do you try to, like, judge her personality based on anything?
Like, first, guys, first, I try not to judge them. Like,
I judge them right all the way.
No, dude, right away. Fuck?
I was like, she's kind of heavy, she needs to hit the gym. My dick has a
That's all physical, mm-hmm. like, just physical, like, judge them that way.
No, like,
because I see a lot of I see a lot of trashy girls on my job. I see so many trashy girls, and I see a lot of cute girls, and I see a lot of weird girls, and I see a lot of whores on my job.
Yeah.
So I don't know, dude. You never know.
For me, it's feet.
What about feet?
If a girl has like dirty ass feet, to me, she probably has dirty ass vagina.
What if a guy has dirty ass feet? Because I know somebody that has dirty ass feet.
I don't know what you're talking about, Judge.
So if the rule, the rule that you apply to women, does that apply to guys?
No, because why? Okay, you know what?
I know some fucking dinosaur that has some dirty ass fucking feet, dude.
You know what, Chance? You know what you're being right now?
Asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying I have dirty feet? For the most part, I do walk around with a dirty penis, and then when I normally get some, I actually wash it. So.
So does that mean you wash your feet when you know you're going to get something?
I do the bird bath in the sink, dude.
What are your feet, bro? We're talking about your feet. You have dirty-ass feet, bro.
Yeah.
Like they fucking put you to the fire.
Really? It's a hard-working man's feet.
Did you just call yourself a hard-working man?
Yes. Do you want to remind people what I do for a living? A driver? I'm a driver.
I don't know about...
Arnold
has feet like a construction worker that forgets to wear his boots to work every day.
It looked like I was walking around in chalk, and then someone hit my feet with a hammer. That's why I bang with my socks on now. I remember one time, like, I accidentally poked her with a sharp toenail, and I was like,
"Did you guys just hear that? A sharp toenail." Raise your hand if you have a sharp toenail. Raise your hand right now.
It's a yellow sharp toenail.
Raise your hand. Anybody?
I bet you there's a couple of girls out there be like, yeah, I got stabbed by that toenail.
All right, so you judge a girl by her feet.
Yes. If she has dirty-ass feet, she probably has a dirty-ass vagina.
Dirty-ass feet.
I bet you there's a couple of girls out there right now checking her feet.
I guess the one thing I would probably look at most is if like a chick wears like a lot of makeup.
Oh, I fucking hate
like
that.
Like a lot of makeup. She like, her face is all caked up. That's a bit of a turn off. But at the same time, some chicks need makeup. So.
I'm a big fan of not wearing makeup.
Well, that's what I'm
Because you know why? Like, if, say you have a night of wild boning and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And your appearance of her is like this one thing the night before. When you wake up in the morning, if you allow her to spend a night.
Like, where the fuck are your eyebrows?
It all smashed into the fucking pillow. Or if, look, you can't come blast them in the face because all that shit's just going to run down her face.
Why are your lips so tiny? What the fuck happened?
So yeah, so I prefer...
You fucking knocked the eyebrows off my face, baby.
Speaking of knocking shit out, again, earlier this year, I was looking back at my whole fucking banging career this year. Well, last year.
Mm-hmm.
So one night, I decided to get romantic with this one girl.
You bought her Carl's Jr. and fucking... bought her Crisco fries?
I forget where we went. It was some bullshit place. And then we came back, and I was like, you know, I'm going to light some candles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, like, this little row of candles lit up that led to a table.
Mm-hmm.
And on the table was when I was actually going to have, like, dessert and stuff like that, have flowers and shit like that.
Wait.
This is the room.
Sorry to kill your story. You're something romantic, dessert and flowers.
Yeah.
What's dessert?
Me. Me? Don't be dumb, Chen.
No, what's dessert?
It was apple pie.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
Like McDonald's apple pie or Marie Callender's apple pie?
Marie Callender's apple pie.
Okay. And then what were the flowers?
I don't know. Like the ones you buy by the freeway?
Okay, so not that
romantic. I put them in a nice, like, cup of water.
So, you open the door to your room, and you have a trail of little candles up to this little table.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we already know what the flowers and the fucking dessert is. Carry on.
Okay, so, she gets like, oh my god, like, you're so nice and everything, and, like, you're so sweet. So, she starts to unzip my pants. So...
Never made it to the table.
No.
Okay, what about the candles? Are they still on fire?
Yeah, they're still lit. So she bends down to, like, start, like, doming me up. Mm-hmm. And she didn't realize it, but her ass cheek went really close to the fucking fire, and she burned her ass.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, maybe this
is... So she was really horned out then.
Yeah.
If she got real... If she was, did not know that there's an
ass... I turned a fucking... Look at the Mac Daddy of fucking Pico turned a charm on you. You have no choice but to dome me up.
So this... Aside from
Chance, the fact, if I really wanted to, I'd just charm you and you'd be like...
So you light some candles and bang me?
Yeah. Fuck just you. Crawl you under my desk.
Alright, so this girl's really horned out because you made a small effort to get her all fucking hot and bothered. And then she almost burned her ass.
No, she did burn her ass.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? Let's move to the bed. So we started knocking it out and we're banging. And then I went to pull out, rip off the condom, you know, and shoot my load. Mm-hmm. Completely missed and went over her shoulder and put out one of the candles. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen. Dude,
I'm looking at your floor. Your floor is fucking disgusting. That's what I'm looking at. I don't even want to talk about it. It's fucking gross.
But yeah, I put out a fucking candle.
It's a sight to see. If you walk in this room, you'll be scared.
What? It doesn't look like a rape room.
It looks like a forced love room.
Like somebody forces you
to force fed love somebody on the floor. I don't even know what that's on the floor.
That's ice cream. That's not cum.
That's ice cream?
Yeah, it's ice cream. Tell me you've never done some. Nah, never mind.
I don't know, bro. I've never done all that.
So that was my proudest moment of last year. I put out a fucking candle with my sperm.
Yeah. That's awesome. If you actually put out a candle.
Yeah.
But you weren't aiming for the candle.
No.
If you would have been like, I aimed for the candle and hit it, that would have been badass.
No, I was aiming for titties and shit, and then it went beep, went to the left. It went up and to the left.
You have a faulty shooter?
Yeah. Was it like the JFK back and to the left?
Well, that's badass, dude.
Yeah.
So, what were we talking about? You being romantic and having dirty feet? What about chicks?
Uh-huh.
Like, how do you judge them?
Too much makeup and dirty feet.
Yeah, but the dirty feet, you have to actually, like, know them for a while before you get to see the dirty feet. Well, unless they're wearing, like, sandals or something. Mm-hmm. I also see girls that have their feet that go over their sandals.
What? That's weird.
Like, they're, like, little sandals, and their feet and their toes go over the sandal.
Like, they're picking up change and shit off the floor?
Ugh.
Nah.
You should wear sandals like that.
Fuck you. So, I had somebody ask me a question. They wanted a guy's opinion. Like, to me, the answer is obvious.
Okay, ask me the question.
This girl asked her friend, by the way. Her friend has a, I don't know, fuck buddy or boyfriend or whatever. I don't know what he is. But he doesn't want to bang her. He'd much rather get head from her. Why do you think that is?
So this guy has a girlfriend with benefits.
Yeah.
And does she want to fuck him?
Yeah.
Has she told him, I want to fuck you?
I don't know.
Or
I'm like, pretty sure.
She's trying to fuck and he's like, nah, just give me head?
Yeah. And from what my friend was, the girl that was telling me was that the girl's really attractive.
Oh, she's hot?
Yeah, and the guy doesn't want to bang her.
But he gets head from her.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want to bang her. How old are they?
I don't know.
Are they young?
Probably mid-20s, if anything.
The only thing I could think of right now is fucking Baby Boy, where he gets head because his girlfriend smells his dick when he gets home.
Oh, true.
He might smell like fucking vagina.
I didn't even think about that. That's true. I just automatically went to, she probably has a smelly vagina.
Well, yeah. I guess it's kind of along the same answer, but not really.
Yeah. I'm a stinky pussy.
If her snatch smells, would you still... what you say makes sense, but what I say is like maybe he has a chick and she's like, let me smell your dick.
See, because the only thing I could think of is, like, not the only reason why you wouldn't want to bang a girl that's really hot is because she probably has a funk box down there.
You would bang her, and if it was really bad, you would probably bang her a few more times, and then you would probably stop. After a while, you'd be like, all right, it's not worth it
anymore. No mas. Yeah. My clothes...
Two, three, four times, I toughed it out. Maybe it got better. Especially if she's hot, dude. If she's hot... I'm sure you're real fucking roughneck it for a while. Dude. You'd be like...
Just like this.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it gets better. Maybe she's just having a bad day.
Febreze the pussy.
Maybe she's just having a bad day. But after a while, if it's really bad... Me, personally, I've never had that problem. Encountered that. Uh-huh. But, like, I have heard from friends where they're like... Dude, this girl's fucking hot, man. Like, and it's true. And I've seen, like, gorgeous girls. And he's like... But her fucking box, dude, stinks.
She had a funk
box. And then I'm like, what? That's gonna stop you? He's all, yeah, bro, it's bad. And I'm like, dude, she's fucking hot. She's fucking like a video vixen. And you're not gonna, just cause she has a fucking stinky snatch? And he's all like, yeah.
That would be enough for me, to be honest with you.
Even if she was, like, fucking...
Yeah. I have certain limitations on certain things, man. Like, I can only handle, like, certain
What if
things.
She's like, ah, I hate it when guys eat me out. And you're like, cool.
I'm all sweet.
Sweet. And then it just smells, but no, you can still bang it.
I've actually have came across people that were like that. That they would not let me do it.
What if her shit was tight and she doesn't want you to eat her out?
What do you mean tight?
Like her tight snacks. Tight? Yeah.
What does that have to do with the...
Well, like I'm saying, like I'm trying to give you like everything's a green light except for like she smells, her snatch smells.
See, okay, I think I told this before. Like this one girl had told me, like, no, I don't want you to do it to me, and I was like, why, are you having a feminine odor problem down there or what? And she goes, stupid, no. So one day I actually did do it, and yeah, she did. I said,
She knew.
Yeah.
Was she a big girl?
No.
That's crazy because I heard that. Big girls usually have are more prone to have smelly snatch. But I
pussy
think
it smells like sourdough.
I think it's just the girl. It doesn't matter if she's big or not.
I don't think it matters. I think it's whether you keep up with your hygiene. Like me, I have a stinky dick from
time to time. No, that's different. Stupid.
I'm skinny.
No, I've heard that some chicks. It's not about hygiene. It's just the chemicals that are going through their body at that time. It's just. Whatever, dude, because chicks have all kinds of hormones, dude. And
ladies, if you have a smelly vagina, like, I would like to hear about it. Not really.
Well, I'd rather hear about it than smell about it.
Yeah. Don't they do a smellogram or something like that?
Scratch a sniff.
Smell my pussy.
No. But yeah, dude. I don't know. I'm down to be in that position, though, where I would have to decide whether a smelly snatch...
What would you do? You just hold your nose and just go for it? Blah, blah, blah.
I don't know, dude. I probably would fucking try to...
Dental dam that
was,
shit?
If the chick was really cool and I really liked her, I don't know. I would probably try to, like, be like, hey, let me fucking wash it for you or something. Let me do
she
shit.
She was like, I want you to wash it with your tongue.
Oh, talk about your tongue. Did you go on WorldStar?
No.
All right, man. This is pretty gross. There's this video on WorldStar... And it's with on the cell phone. It's kind of like a not low quality video. And it's this chick. She's on a sidewalk, and you can tell they're Latinos. I think they're Mexican. And it's like this kind of chubby girl. You really don't see her face, but she has her skirt up.
Ooh.
And there's a guy. She's leaning on a car. And then in between, and it's on the sidewalk. So in between the car and the sidewalk, there's a guy sitting down, and the girl's leaning on the car. So he has his head right on her fucking muff.
Yeah.
And she's leaning on the car, so he's eating her on the sidewalk and this and that. And everybody's like, it's a bunch of young guys that are taking video, and they're like, oh, in Spanish, they're like, oh, get that, woo, like that's fucking crazy. And then the guy pulls his head back, and he's a bum.
He's
a bum, dude. He's a bum. And he has like long, like gray hair, and he's like missing the tooth, and he's just like, and he has this big grin on his face. He's like, ah. Here's the disgusting part.
So the bum wasn't the disgusting part?
His whole face is covered in blood.
Oh, man.
And he has this big grin on his face, and he's just like,
that's disgusting.
And then all the guys, because he has his head, like, in her skirt. And you can even see the girl's belly, and like, and whatever, it's a woman or whatever. And the guys are like, oh, shit. Woo! What the fuck? And then I bet this guy thought he was like the man. And you could tell this, he was a bum. Or like an old man, he's fucked up, and he's just like, his face and smile, and he's covered in blood. And then I don't even think the chick knew he was covered in blood, because I think the chick was drunk. She's and then sushi, all, she all the guys were like, oh my god! they all start gagging. That's so disgusting in Spanish. It's disgusting. Oh no, mama's way. They all start running away. They all ran away from the guy. Oh my god! And while they're running away, they're all just talking shit about the guy. And I kid you not, dude, that was one of the most disgusting things I ever seen, dude. Because this fucking bum with missing teeth was getting his red wings, and he was smiling about it. And I don't think he was sober enough to know what was going down, dude. He just knew I'm fucking eating out this bitch on the sidewalk outside this club.
Who's more disgusting, though? Like, her letting a random bum munch her out, or the bum?
Well, we don't know if it was a random bum, but I don't even think she knew she was on the rag.
So you, bum, munch me out.
He thought he was a man, though, dude. He thought he was like the shit.
That's fucking.
It was fucking disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, I've seen videos like that, like public section on Worldstar, where like some guys like begging some girl on the subway to like fucking fuck him, and she's like all horned out, and he pulls her skirt down, and he starts banging her, and she starts giving him head, and then the subway comes, and then she gets freaked out. She freaks out, and she tries to cover up, and people pass by, and they and they look at them and point at them, and then the guy's still trying to get his fuck on, but these fucking people are getting in the way, and then they leave, and then the girl's like, all right, it's over. And he's all like, no, he keeps pulling her underwear down, keeps trying to bang her.
Is this a homeless dude?
No, this is like two couples, like in Europe.
Oh, my bad.
And he's trying to like bang her and this and that. And she won't have it anymore. And she gets up and she gets mad. And he pulls her down to sit her back on the ground. And he literally force feeds his dick in her mouth. And she starts giving him head. And she starts getting all horned out again.
Is this a porno?
No, this is just like a security cameraman.
Oh, nice.
And he keeps like trying to bone her down, and she gets all horned out, and she takes her clothes off again, and then another subway comes, and then she's like, all right, that's enough. Let's get out of here. And this guy's like super pissed because he has like blue balls and shit. It's fucking funny. And there's no audio to any of this video. It's all security camera. And it's like a 5-minute video. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. And then like all these people pass by, and they're looking at them, and the girl's all like guilty about being a whore. And this guy literally is still like fucking
air humping. We're like fucking dogs, dude.
Still rubbing his dick on her leg and grabbing her tit, and she's trying to put her clothes back on, and he's just like, come on.
We're like dogs, dude. We get the whiff of pussy, and we start air humping something.
And then she's almost gonna shake him and like, let's go, and he fucking brings her back down and gets her going.
Usually the way to get me to stop humping your leg is spray me in the face with a water bottle.
Just fucking down. Cold water?
Yeah.
Throw cold water on your ass. That's what you do to dogs, you know that, right?
Yes.
Two dogs are boning, you want to spray them up, to throw cold water on them.
Yeah. That's how you usually get me to stop pumping on you.
Throw cold water on you?
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's a terrible way to stop.
You're that threatening me with my Jack Daniels bottle, like, I'm going to pour this out. Like, okay, stop.
What?
Either that or threaten to pour my Jack Daniels bottle out. I'm like, okay, I'll stop.
The chick could bang, she's like, you better stop.
Yeah.
I'm going to pour this out.
I was like, don't be a stupid bitch. You know what's funny? Because, I actually got feedback on that one thing of you don't ever ask your number. Well, don't be a stupid bitch and ask for the number that you are that got banged. And I had a few people hit me up like, well, I was that stupid bitch because I was the one that asked you that. I was like, yeah, there's a couple of you out there.
Well, what's the rule for asking what's your number? For girls, you multiply it times 3. For guys, you divide by 3.
Yeah, because most likely we're lying.
Yeah, guys are lying and girls are... Both are lying. Guys are overhyping themselves and girls are usually downsizing how many did it. So if a girl says 5, it means 15. Yeah. If a guy says 5, it usually means 1 or 2.
It usually means like either 1. It means 1 and then you banged another one.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
You think it's true though?
What?
That girls like girls get banged a lot more, and they lie about it. I think so.
I don't know. I've the one thing I've learned to do is not always believe what chicks say, because they're really worried about them coming off as slutty. Like my friend gave me advice, is like, in order for you to bang your girl, like, you have to not talk about banging them. And I was like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. They're like, because they don't want to feel like whores. And I was like, then what?
Oh, that's the whole group. I hate going out with chicks in like a group setting, or when their friends are around, because they'll try to like not look
as whore
a certain way in front of their friends.
Yeah,
but as soon as you get them by themselves,
they can be themselves. Yeah,
so.
They're whipping your dick out, rubbing it on their lips like chapstick.
And they just smile. Just grin at you. When it's one of their friends, they're just like, oh, don't do that shit.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Someone actually gave me shit. They're like, oh, do you think you, like, because I come off as really confident in myself.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, you come off as real confident about yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do.
What? All right.
So this girl's like, oh, you think you know girls well? I was like, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay, tell me something. I was like, the only rule to understanding a girl is don't ever try to understand a girl.
Okay.
Simple as that. If you get too emotionally invested in a girl's emotions, you'll be fucking crushed. The thing is to, once they start acting weird, just back away, let them sort their problems out, and then come back when they're sane.
It's easier said than done, bro.
That's when you have to distract yourself.
With another girl.
Yeah. And that's also how you get yourself out of the friend zone as well.
Yeah, showing that you don't care as much as she would want you to care.
Yeah, because the one thing you have to do, and it's sad to say, cause I already know girls are going to be like, no, that's not true, and the reality is, it's true. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to fuck with a girl's self-esteem, and how you do that is, don't give an attention whore attention. You just ignore her, and then you go out with someone else, and then they're like, why isn't this motherfucker giving me attention? Mm-hmm. And then that's how you get their attention.
It makes zero sense. I know it makes zero sense, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
But like I said, all that is easier said than done.
Yeah.
Like, you have to let a chick know that you don't like her when you really do like her.
How do you think I was throwing my dick around like Johnny Appleseed, dude?
How?
I used to go out with three different people. And the reason why I used to do this was to
sharpen your skills as a fucking kung fu master.
Huh?
Sharpen your skills as a kung fu master?
Yeah. My cock fu master. Wait, does that sound right?
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. My whole thing was always, like, surround yourself with different women because it'll keep you from overthinking about one girl. Like, oh, she's like, oh, I'm having problems. And you're like, okay, just go out with another girl and just let her sort her shit out. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, why isn't this motherfucker paying me attention? Mm-hmm. Why?
Why isn't this guy blowing me up?
Yeah. And reality is because you're out there spending time
with another guy. He's blowing up somebody else.
Yeah.
Why did this guy call me every 3 days? What the fuck's going
on? It works, dude. That's how you get yourself out of the friend zone, dude. It's that easy. That.
You know what I've noticed?
Huh?
This fucking guy, he never calls me on Saturdays or Sundays.
Hey, shut up, bro. You know all my secrets.
No, that's not your secrets. It's fucking every guy's secrets.
This
guy always wants to really hang out on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
But even a girl fucking told me that. The way to get yourself out of a friend zone with a girl is you have to fuck with their insecurities. I was like, you sound crazy.
That's when she locked you in the friend zone?
Yeah.
She was like, look, this is where you fucked up, Arnold. You fucking care too much, bro.
You're being a McFaggot right now.
Yeah. Who fucking cares how my day's going? Who fucking cares if I have a good morning?
I do.
Who cares if you're thinking of me?
I asked her how her day... night. Look, I asked her how her day was.
Have a nice night.
And for 5 seconds, I paid attention. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah. Chicks might like to say that that's not true, but...
Yeah.
It's the deep, dirty dog truth.
Yeah.
It is, though.
Yep.
Right now, I'm staring at... I'm in your room. Uh-huh. I'm looking at pictures of fucking Fat Boy.
Who are...
Lupe.
Oh, Lupe?
Talk to that guy?
Yeah. Don't make it sound weird. Don't make it sound like I have pictures of Lupe just hanging up on my wall.
Okay.
With his shirt off. Is his shirt off?
No, his shirt's on.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
It wouldn't be that weird if he had no shirt on.
Yeah, that is.
He never wore a shirt anyway.
That is how he rolls. Yeah. You know what I just what just came to my fucking head the other day?
The reason why, I'm sorry. I'll interrupt you. Are we going to do the, is he going to go in April, or have you talked to him?
He said he was, dude. I don't know.
All right. So what were we going to say?
You know what I just realized? You know how we did the interview last year with the broadcast? Mm-hmm. I completely forgot that we did a video cast, mm-hmm. and we all took our shirts off. Mm-hmm. So for some reason, I only thought they could see us. Mm-hmm. And reality was, whoever was logged into that chat room
could see us. Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't fucking know that.
What do you mean you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
So what's going on?
So when the guy
video of you on the internet with topless?
Yes.
And you're scared of that or what?
Yes. I'm like, what is it? The podcast gone wild?
Fat man, no shirt.
They're like, oh wow, like these just three fat guys without their shirts on.
No wonder.
I wonder why we lost all our listeners.
She said she wants to put her. She wants to hug my belly. I'll put her face in my belly.
She said no such thing.
Yeah.
She said she wants to rub your belly.
Oh.
I'm the one that said I want to put my face in her belly.
Whatever. I want to put my face in somewhere.
It's going to get... When she calls you on it in Vegas, are you going to get all awkward? You know...
What?
I'm down.
What? Putting her face in my belly? Yeah, I get weird.
Putting your face in something else.
I'll put it.
Yeah? And then her... Huh? She's going to call you on and be like, so I heard you want to put something. Like, well, I'm down.
Yeah, I can't puss out anymore.
Dude.
I probably would have, but you're calling me out.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I can't wait. I'm really curious to see if we actually
get intoxicated when all this goes down.
I'm going to be shit-faced, dude.
What hotel is it at again?
The Riviera. I'm going to be extra fucking douchey that day, too.
I don't know where that's at.
I'm going to act like a total
It's not celebrity. On the Strip, huh?
I don't know.
Whatever. Is that like old Vegas?
I don't know.
I think it is. I've never been to Old Vegas. Hey, listeners, if you guys ever been to Old Vegas, let us know where to go. Mm-hmm. I really want to make a point of going to, what's downtown Vegas or Old Vegas? Or like where the Golden Nugget is at and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Where like awesome $5 buffets are at. Mm-hmm. I want to know where that shit's at.
We can find you at the buffet.
We can find me at the buffet. And.
What?
We need to see what's up with Ready to Scrap. When's their next event in Vegas or whatever they're doing?
I don't know. But I was talking to the guys, the owners of that thing. And I'm going to have them on. We're going to shoot the show with them. It's not going to be an interview because I think interviews are fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, we know one of the guys. The guy's fucking super cool. It's funny as hell. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to shoot the shit and then do a regular show like how we normally would.
We have to interview them, though.
Yeah, of course.
We have to tell
people. Like, an interview can take like 5 minutes. Like, what do you do? How do you do it? And, okay, let's move on. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I talked to them. They're really excited to come on. Dude, they're like an up-and-coming, like, fighting agency, dude. And they've had some fucking big names. If you actually go down and look at their shit... Mm-hmm. They're coming up, dude. They just spent the fucking past weekend at Sugar Shane Mosley's house.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Fucking colored eye fucker.
I actually saw him in downtown LA.
Sugar?
Probably like the gayest looking dude I've ever seen. He was dressed in all white.
He has colored eyes, bro. I think any guy that's black that has colored eyes is kind of weird looking.
You'd suck his dick? Is that what you're saying?
I just said he's weird looking. I never, what the fuck?
You're all gonna beat up my butthole.
Colored eyes. It's like, it just looks weird.
Yeah.
It's like trippy.
He's not that big. He's like a small guy.
No, all those guys are small, dude. All those guys are like 5'10".
He was like 5'9". White pants and then like a really, really tight white shirt.
White pants?
Yeah.
What that means?
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
White pants like it in the ass.
Yeah.
There's a person out there wearing white pants. No, I don't. Most likely you do.
If you wear white pants, you're fucking weird.
I remember like...
Only like... Hot like cougars could wear white pants.
Yeah,
that's like the most appropriate person to wear white pants.
A cougar,
like a hot cougar.
Ooh, okay. So one of my friends was telling me that her cougar friend listened to our show, and she wants to come on it as well. A lot of big things for UH coming up.
She wants to come on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she says
she has to be a cougar though.
She is. She's like in her mid-30s or something like that. That's
a... Is that a fucking cougar?
Okay, she's in her 50s then.
I say, to me...
What's a cougar?
To me, fuck.
I think if there's a
late 30s, 40 and up, like, that's a cougar.
No, to me, a cougar...
A cougar means someone that has a kid in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
I always forget. Now, like,
if your fucking kid's in first grade, I'm like, I'm a cougar, I'm a male. Fuck you. You're just a fucking dumb broad. You're just a stupid whore. Yeah, you're just a stupid broad that got knocked up.
Yeah, you're just a dumb bitch.
Yeah. But if your kid's like going to high school or...
Okay, speaking of dumb bitches, girls, stop wearing fucking tiaras and sashes on your fucking birthday. Nobody gives a fuck it's your birthday.
The only person that could wear a tiara is a bachelorette at her bachelorette party.
Seriously.
That's it, because she has to.
That's
be
it.
But if you're, I'm a princess.
I'm a stupid bitch.
It's my birthday.
Pay attention to me.
I'm fucking cute. Look at me. I'm cute.
Wish me happy birthday.
Fuck you.
I seen a girl, it was at work of all places. And she had a fucking tiara and a sash that said, it's my birthday. And I just looked at her and I just gave her like the, you're a stupid bitch look. And like,
hey, by the way, happy birthday.
No, I didn't even acknowledge it. I was just like, I just walked away. I was like, that's a damn shame.
She probably fell in love with you. Like, this guy ignored me.
Oh, I think I want his dick.
He didn't even acknowledge it's my birthday.
I felt something hot, warm, and stinky in my face. It was the pussy.
What did you say? It smells like sourdough?
No, it was like, it smells like sourdough all of a sudden. It smells like sourdough and the ocean. So, yeah. So, stop wearing fucking sashes. Don't be a stupid bitch.
It's my birthday.
I think we're going to have a segment called Don't Be a Stupid Bitch.
Don't be a stupid bitch.
And just name off shit that stupid chicks do.
Forget painting your eyebrows on in the morning.
Like, don't fucking shave your eyebrows.
Don't be a stupid bitch and forget to wear a bra with a... Before you go pay your fucking water bill.
Don't be a stupid bitch and shave your eyebrows and then tattoo them.
Yeah.
My mom, if she's the same. She actually did that. She was like,
I'm trying to think of more shit to say. Don't be a stupid bitch.
We're going to make it a segment. We'll end the show from now on with that. Don't be a stupid bitch.
Don't be a stupid bitch and call yourself a fucking MILF. When you're not.
Don't be a stupid bitch and call yourself a bad bitch and then you live at home with your parents.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be a stupid bitch, call yourself a bad bitch when you fucking...
You just end up being a stupid bitch.
You don't have gas money.
Oh, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back.
Don't be a stupid bitch and burn your ass trying to give a guy head because you're so horned out. Don't be a stupid bitch and do that.
I might have to edit that out.
By the way, these candles are like a half an inch tall. So she must have been sitting on the fucking floor.
That's because my dick was so long, it was almost touching the floor.
Don't be a stupid bitch and be say you have long ass dick and be a dinosaur and you know you don't.
Don't be a stupid bitch and criticize other stupid bitches, okay, Chanch?
Don't be a stupid bitch and laugh at your own fucking jokes.
Alright, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and do a news flash.
Uneducated humor? More like uneducated shitheads.
Oh, I've read on the internet these guys are a couple little fuckholes.
What you got there, Chench?
Alright, so quick stories. Quick stupid stories. Homeless man from New Jersey. He actually has a pretty dope name. His name is James Brady. I think he's like in his 50s or something. So in October, he found $850 on the sidewalk. Someone just dropped like a wad of money.
Who the fuck drops $850?
And you're homeless, dude? Be like, ah, shit. I just fucking came up on like gallons of povo, whatever that shit's called.
What?
That vodka. Pav? I don't know what it's called. I don't drink that shit. So I just came up on a bunch of Jack Daniels, right? $850? That's a fucking fortune, right?
Right.
So this guy is a good guy. So what does he do?
He goes
to the police department and he turns it in.
What a fucking idiot.
Right? And what do they do? They hold it for like, what is it, 30 days or 90 days or whatever. And if nobody fucking claims it, he gets to keep it. So nobody claimed money. He kept the money. So when you keep the money, when they give you the money, you have to fill out forms like to claim it, like proof of income or whatever.
Right.
So he's a homeless guy who gets a check every 2 weeks or every month mm-hmm. from the government from New Jersey.
What?
Because he's homeless. You know, homeless people get checks. They have like EBT cards and shit like that.
Yeah.
So yeah. So since the only reason why he's getting that is because he's making no money.
Uh-huh.
So since he claimed that he found those $850, they took away his check for like a couple of months.
What?
So he couldn't make any more money.
So
he had to like refile for like no income and shit like that.
That's fucked up. Yeah. So he's a homeless dude.
Wait, is that fucked up?
Fuck him for turning in the money and then fuck him.
He's doing the right thing, though. He got screwed over by doing the right thing. Now, how long is he going to go without a check? I don't know, bro. Because getting free money from the government might sound like an awesome thing.
Just ask
the
black people. Easy.
I'm sure it's not easy to get free money. You have to do like stand in lines and make some phone calls and shit. So that's what happened. You're fucking stupid, by the way. So don't. That teaches you a lesson. Don't fucking start turning in shit. Just keep it.
Mm. I have a quick story.
Go shoot it.
It's off the top of my head. I don't know the details. Mm-hmm. There's these two neighbors, and I think they might have been in Ireland or somewhere. Some foreign place. I don't know. This guy was playing his Xbox or something a little too loud, and his next-door neighbor said, hey, do you mind turning it down? Neighbor says, fuck off. Mm-hmm. So what does the neighbor do?
What does he do?
Bites his fucking penis.
Wait, what?
Got the guy's fucking penis and put it in his mouth and gnawed at it.
Wait, how did he have access to his penis? Were they both naked?
No, I'm guessing the guy was like wearing like sweatpants or something like that. You're playing Xbox, you're in your sweatpants.
He pulled his pants down.
Bit him through the fucking sweatpants. The funny thing is, the guy that bit the guy in the penis had no teeth, so he was just gnawing at it with his gums. I can't imagine myself being so mad at you that I'm going to bite your dick.
I don't know.
That's, I got girls on the other hand.
Bite their dicks. Huh? Bite girls' dicks.
Your girls bite
me. I'm going to bite your dick, girl.
Well, easy there, cock monster.
All right. So I got this other one. It's actually pretty good. Mm. It's not a cock monster, but it's actually out of Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. There is a government subsidized, foundation to support alcoholics in Amsterdam, like bums.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's some sort of therapy, rehab for alcoholics, or just to get people's lives back on track, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what they do. They offer the city drunks the equivalent of $14 a day and 5 cans of beer.
Nice.
To work 6 hours a day cleaning the streets.
Wait, so they're paying drunk people to fucking clean the streets?
So they give drunk bums
uh-huh.
$15 a day and a 6-pack of beer
uh-huh.
to do fucking community service. Just to like, you know, like on the side of the freeway, the guy's picking up all the trash. So, hey, you're an alcoholic. Here's a 6-pack. Here's $15. Fucking clean the whole side of the street. Sweep it.
They're like, look, it's either this, bum fights, or eating the girl out in her period. So, it's up to you.
Now, do you think that's, like, wrong?
No, because you're giving them a sense of...
You're paying them less than minimum wage, but they're gonna, at the same time, you're giving them their fix.
Look it, you're going to get those fuckheads that are like, oh, you're only feeding the habit. Look, whether you like it or not, they're going to drink and they're going to be bums.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well give them something and then get some use out of it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think, in a way, I think it's kind of cool, like, to do it a few times. Uh-huh. Like, if you're down and out in your luck,
uh-huh.
you'd be like, you know what? I need a little bit. I'm not making any money. I need some sort of change. I'm down for a beer.
What kind of bum do you think you'll be? You think you'll ever get to the point where you start blowing dicks for cash?
I don't think I'll ever get to that point.
The most, like, on some real shit, I was in downtown LA, and the littlest thing I gave this homeless dude, he appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a pair of gloves. I had a pair of spare work gloves in my truck, and it was raining that day. And I was like, hey, I don't have cash, man, but I have some gloves that I'm not going to use, and they were like the all-weather ones. Mm-hmm. I was like, you want them? He was just like, yeah. And then he saw the gloves, they're expensive gloves. Mm-hmm. Because my company
gave me like, care. Sick, I could flip these for like a rock.
I'm gonna hurt you bums do stuff for stuff.
Wanna give me a hand job with his gloves on?
Well, don't be stupid. Put the gloves on, okay?
Nah, dude.
I want your dirty bum hands touching
my dick.
I've
heard some really good stories of people helping like strangers and shit, and they need them. And I've heard really bad stories of like, I saw this guy outside of Burger King, and I bought him a fucking Whopper, fries, and a drink, and I gave him to him, and he fucking threw him right back.
Yeah,
I've had a friend said who he bought somebody food, and they threw it right back. Like, I don't fucking want food. I don't want money or some shit.
Now, usually I tell them, if you want a burger,
suck my dick.
One more story for the road, you guys. Police in Mayville, Wisconsin arrested John Grant, 42 years old, in November. Mm. Why would they arrest him?
Wait, what?
Why would they arrest this guy, John? They arrested him because he shot his wife 3 times with a taser gun.
In all fairness, she probably was asking for it.
Once the cops, I guess somebody saw him tase his wife, and they called the cops. Hey, this fucking guy is tasing his wife. Come and fucking help her. So the cops show up and they have him handcuffed and this and that. And they ask him, like, why the fuck would you tase your wife? Well, he had a Green Bay Packer jersey on, and his wife had a Chicago Bears jersey on. So they had a bet. This is a fucking married couple. They had a bet where loser would get tased. Right? And she actually said, like, I never actually thought this guy was going to fucking tase him. So this guy fucking tased his wife. Fucking deserved it. A bet's a fucking bet. You hold your end of the deal. Bruh.
In all fairness, like, she must have been doing something that pissed him off throughout the year. And it's like, ooh, I can't wait to
fucking Packers beat the Bears.
Fucking tase this fucking broad. Now, the only theory I can relate to that is, I was dating this girl, and I would tell her, like, oh, you don't have it in you to do certain things. So whenever we would bet, I would bet to, like, the most disgusting thing just because I was like, man, she ain't going to do it.
Okay.
So one day, me and her were taking a shower together, and she was just like, you bet me if I won, I get to fucking pee on you. I was like, you're going to pee on my foot. She was like, yeah, you said I could fucking pee on your foot. I was like, go do it. I go, you're not going to do it. Go ahead. And before I could even finish saying that, fucking felt something warm.
Spread her legs and fucking aimed. And
she was straight fucking pissing on my foot.
That's funny.
I was like, you're disgusting, but I love you. So.
Did you ever win any bet?
No.
You're stupid.
Yeah. I was that idiot that was like, I love you. I'm not going
to
ram you.
I'm down to lose every bet.
Yeah, I love you. I'm not going to ram you in the butt. I was just fronting.
It was just a fucking joke. Unless you want me to, like, you know. I can make that happen.
Do the circle around the butthole with my dick.
Well, you got to do it with your hand first. You got to warm it up.
Do you ever get a girl that squeezes to, like, they clench and then your finger gets stuck? I'm like, I need my finger back. But you still kind of wiggle.
No, but that's funny, though.
You still kind of wiggle it anyway, so. Let's go ahead and end it on that note. Fucking tickling buttholes and shit.
Tickling buttholes and...
Happy birthday to my friend Chench.
Thank you, sir.
How old are you?
29.
Oh, what? You actually told us?
What the fuck? Why wouldn't I?
Remember, my birthday is in February 26th. You're still going to give my BJ, right? That you promised me for my birthday? Give it a kiss. Come on. You want me to whip it out right now?
I'm trying to think.
You got some big testicles, bro.
Well, thank you, Chench.
I can barely hear that.
You got some big testicles, bro.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Nah, not really.
Are they like your feet? All gross and dirty?
They look like two little prunes.
I don't know. Give you a blowjob for your birthday? I'll think about it.
That's disgusting.
I'll think about it, bro. Don't fucking...
I'm going to leave this in, by the way.
I'll think about it, bro. I probably won't do it, but...
Yo, light some candles. See what happens.
burn my ass.
All right, guys.
All right, you shitheads. This is Chench.
This is Arnold.
This is an Ice Cube message from you to you. Tell them, Cube.
You better.
Check it out. And this time we go coast to coast and rhyme and rhyme.
Here she go. Microphone check. Check it.
That's right. Now with no further ado, yo, Cube, tell them what they gotta do.
You better check yourself or you wreck yourself, cause I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your mom. Kill Carl Arms. Do a foul crime, I'm the nigga with the Alpine. Sold it for a 6-0. Always let tricks know and friends know we got that in yo. No, I'm not a sucker sitting in the house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler. I'll cut your head butcher.
You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya. Fuck motherfucker. Here to let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope, but don't call me dope boy. This ain't no fucking motion picture. I got your picture, my nigga get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a check. Jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Jiggity check yourself
before you wreck yourself.
Jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Microphone check.
Cuban, then they get played, cause they bitch made pulling out a...